determine how elections would be conducted and what requirements would be noted in those elections. And they also felt that this country in 2013 no longer had to deal or no longer had racism, sexism, or any form of involvement. Actually, thought that in 2013. So the protections that were prevented against any type of racism was struck down by the Supreme Court in Maine. Shortly afterward, a number of states in the South began enacting laws that restricted the right to vote, that made it difficult for people of color, especially, to vote. From that period, from 2013 to now, even here in Iowa, we've had to deal with a number of voter restrictions, which have made it difficult for us to vote here in Iowa. Was actually an attack in 2012 by the Secretary of State here in Iowa, who this person is part of the government. He attempted to remove voters from the voting roll, from the voting record here in Iowa, who had Latino last name, who he assumed were undocumented. So thousands of registered voters from our community were temporarily removed from the roll because he had a hunch. He assumed that they were undocumented. Now, I can go into detail about that, but we don't have enough time. So we took that to court, we fought that, and we removed that restriction. But then after what happened in 2012, more different types of legislation were enacted in 2017, 2019, and 2021. Each time we had to take the state of Iowa to court because there was a continued movement to make it more difficult. We had to deal with now people in order to vote. Not think about voter ID. They have to be a particular voter ID. And it's full ID. Now let me say, when I was great, when I went